was asked to talk about alarm clocks on Shabbos. So there's a very interesting sugya towards the beginning of Maseches Shabbos, where there's a Mishnah on Yitzayin and Mebeis, where there's a Machlokes Bisham and Beis Hillel. In general, are you allowed to start a malacha before Shabbos that continues into Shabbos? They give a whole bunch of examples in the Mishnayos and the Brises there. Beishamai asks all of them, and Beis Hillel is matur all of them. And he says, why? Because there's an Isser Shavisas Kalim. Basically, you can't start a malacha with your Kalim on Erev Shabbos that's going to continue throughout Shabbos, because your possessions are now engaged in malacha over the course of Shabbos. Whereas Beis Hillel holds there is no Isser Shavisas Kalim in this way, and therefore there is no Isser to start a malacha 1 second before Shabbos, and you can continue, you know, you can start something that's going to continue into Shabbos. And this is the halacha, obviously, like the Shita of Beis Hillel, and this is Paskin and Siman Reish and Beis, Sif Aleph, that it's mutter to start a malacha on Erev Shabbos, it's going to continue into Shabbos. And the Mishnah Berurah just explains, Pashut, that because the actual act that you are doing is now finished prior to the onset of Shabbos, it's mutter. The simplest example, although obviously Beis Shammai would agree, is you can light a candle Erev Shabbos and have Shabbos candles burning on Shabbos. Now that's not, it's not the same thing that Beis Shammai was talking about necessarily, but just to keep in mind, that idea that you're allowed to do a malacha right before Shabbos, that continues to be effective throughout the Shabbos. Fine. So the next issue is a discussion on Daf Yud Ches in the Gemara, where there's a machlokes between Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef, with what's the reason that there's a brisa that asers a putting wheat into a grinder on Erev Shabbos. Assumedly, the case is that the water's going to rush through and cause the mill to grind up the wheat kernels on Shabbos. So there's machlokes at Amoraim why the brisa asers it. So Rabba holds it's mishum hashmas kol, or what we call of shamilsa, that it's going to be very loud. It's going to be a disgrace to the Shabbos because there's going to be this loud grinding going on during the Shabbos. And Rav Yosef says it's because of Shvisas Kalim, and that Bryce is the opinion of Beis Shammai. So basically the question is there this additional aspect that even Beis Hillel would agree to of shamilsa or hashmas kol, whatever you want to call it, that you're not allowed to start loud malachos on Erev Shabbos that are going to continue on their own into Shabbos, and there's an isser of disgracing the Shabbos by making these loud noises? Or is this just another way of Beis Shammai presenting themselves, and we don't paskin this way at all? Now, Tosfos on Yud Ches quotes Shitas Rabbeinu Tam, that we paskin like Rabbi Yosef. There is no isser of Hashmas Kol in this case. Whereas Tosfos and Rabbeinu Hananel accept the Shita of Rabba that we're talking about, there is an Isser of Hashmas Kol, and therefore you're not allowed to do this even according to the Shita's Beis Hillel. Now in the Rishonim, the Rif and the Rambam, they leave out this inyan of the Isser of Hashmas Kol, and this causes the Beis Yosef and in Shulchan Aruch in Siman Reish and Beis Sifhei to ignore this Isser of Hashmas Kol. And the Lashon of the Mechaber in Reish and Beis Hay is, and it's a long sif, but then towards the end of the sif, he writes, "Umutter lasei schitim l'soch rechayim shol mayim, samuch l'chashecha." It's mutter to put wheat into a water mill on Shabbos, right before Shabbos. However, the Ramah, following the Stam Shita of Tosfos and Rabbeinu Hananel, writes, first he writes, "V'lo chashin al hashmas kol." He says, we're not, according to the Mechaber, we're not choshish for Hashmas Kol. What's Hashmas Kol going to be? They're going to say, oh, listen, Ploni's millstone or his grinder, his water mill is working on Shabbos. The Yesh Osrim Berechayim. There are those who do aser this. And in any case where you're choshish for Hashmas Kol, meaning there are those who aser this in all these types of similar cases where you're going to have noisy malacha going on Shabbos, even though you didn't do it, v'hachi nahug l'charchila. And this is the minig l'charchila, to avoid it, miyu b'vakam pseida yesh l'hakel, k'mosh yisbar on this bar l'el, sifsim reshmim dal, sorry. Fine. So he says, but l'charchila, we try to avoid it. And then he goes further and he says, umutter l'hamid, Kli mishkoles shekorin zeger the Erev Shabbos. So he says you're actually allowed to wind up a what we would call nowadays a grandfather clock that works based on weights. You pull those, I don't know if you've ever seen a grandfather clock, they're not so easy to come by anymore. You pull on these chains that are attached to weights, and those weights gradually release over the course of time, and that's what runs the clock. So he says you can set a grandfather clock before Shabbos, afal pi shemashmia kol lehodia shos b'Shabbos. You know, it goes off every hour. Some of them go off every 15 minutes. Ki hakol yodim shedarkan lahamido me'asmo. It's inherent in the grandfather clock that people know. You set them hours and hours and hours in advance, and everyone knows that it's normal to set a grandfather clock in advance, and that's why it is mutter. So the Ramah is understanding two things. Number one, he's understanding that we paskin that there is an isser of hashmas kol, of doing malachos before Shabbos, which will lead to loud noises on Shabbos. But he says that if it's the type of loud noise that everyone who hears it will know, oh, that malacha was done before Shabbos, then there's no isser to create the loud noise. I mean, the noises are not usser bifnei atzmam, they're not some special isser to make noise on Shabbos. Rather, it's the type of thing that that we're afraid that people will think you did it on Shabbos, and therefore we don't want you to set it before Shabbos. But if everyone who hears it knows that it was done in Erev Shabbos, then nobody's going to have a problem with it. That seems to be the sheet of the Ramah, and that's how the Mishneh Berurah understands it. Also, that it's dafka, we're going to be afraid that the person set it on Shabbos itself. However, Rav Moshe and Etshuva, it's an Archaim Chelik Dalet Simen Samach Divrei Maskil Avol. Right, Rav Moshe and Etshuva, he actually says, no, there's an additional aspect of bittul mitzvos kvod Shabbos, that it's going to disgrace the kavod of the Shabbos to have these loud noises going on, and therefore we don't like it to be going on Shabbos, even though so he says that there is this additional aspect that we're worried about. But that we wouldn't really be worried about that with a grandfather clock, because it's nice chimes or whatever, so that's not a problem of covered Shabbos. It's not like a millstone that's grinding on Shabbos and it's a nasty noise, we don't like it, so then it would be a bittul of covered Shabbos. Nevertheless, based on the Ramah, it would seem that it would be mutter to set an alarm clock before Shabbos, because everybody knows that you set it before Shabbos. However, Moshe, also in Chilik Dal Tzimin Ayin Osvav, writes that he thinks it's usser to have an alarm clock go off on Shabbos, because it's not like mukha milsa, it's not like 100% clear that the alarm clock was set before Shabbos. Usually people set an alarm clock right before they go to sleep the night before. So what was going on the night before was already Shabbos. So it sounds to the standard world that this is the type of thing that was done on Shabbos, not before Shabbos. However, Rav Shlomo Zalman in Shmir Shabbos, Perek Chav Ches, Halacha Chav Tes, and Ha'ara Samachay, and also there's that's the old, I was using when I made these notes, I was using the old edition of Shmir Shabbos Kehilchasa. It could be that in the newer editions it's different. So he argues on this, and he says that there is no reason to think that somebody did this the night before. Pashtus is, it's exactly dome to the Ramah's case of the grandfather clock. Okay, so that's the basics behind the alarm clock. Rav Moshe would forbid it. However, there's two other nekudas. Rav Moshe writes that this is only regarding an alarm clock which you can hear from outside the room. So if it's not a loud alarm clock, then we would not forbid it, right? That's nekuda number one. Nekuda number two is that there is also a chashash that you're going to shut off the alarm clock. In other words, sometimes people do things b'derech mesasek that they're going to shut off the alarm clock unwittingly. So there is that problem also to worry about. And also, I guess nekuda number three is obviously, what about the radio, turning on the news or listening to music on Shabbos? So obviously, that's not recommended. That would certainly be as elusive to Shabbos, according to all of these opinions. You know, not to have a radio or a music set to go off on Shabbos, that's not appropriate. But if Rav Moshe would be makel on the alarm clock if it was low and you couldn't hear it outside the room. So nowadays, I actually have one of these. They have this, the kosher lamp people make a Shabbos alarm clock that you can set multiple alarms. You know, if you know the Zmanim, you want to wake up for Shacharis, you want to wake up for Mincha, whatever it is, you could set multiple alarms. And they set it up in such a way that you can adjust the clock to the point that you can't tap any buttons on Shabbos. There's like, it's in a case and you can flip the case right before Shabbos so that none of the buttons are exposed. So really, if you start tapping the clock, it will accomplish nothing. And the alarms are set that they're not very loud at all. So you could be able to, even according to Rav Moshe, in terms of that, you can't really hear the alarms outside the room. And also, the alarms all go off after a few seconds, either, I don't remember exactly how long, maybe a minute. But so they don't keep going throughout Shabbos, so you don't have to disturb other people with your alarms that are constantly going off. So that would be a nice solution, l'chulei alma, and it would solve all of the problems.